AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. South Carolina State University says two people are dead after a shooting last night. A third person was wounded in the shooting in a residential complex on the campus in Orangeburg. The U.S. will send the world's largest aircraft carrier to the Middle East to back up another already there, putting more American firepower behind President Trump's efforts to coerce Iran into a deal over its nuclear program. This was according to a person familiar with the plans. Meanwhile, Minnesota's governor says recovery will start when ICE agents leave his state. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
The Trump administration says it is ending the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Border czar Tom Homan says Operation Metro Surge has resulted in more than 4,000 arrests since it started December 1st.
We've had great success with this operation. And we're leaving Minnesota safer.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was asked when they are leaving.
As soon as they can pack their stuff, book a plane, move on. I would volunteer. We will help you get to the airport. We will clear the roads.
Two people were shot and killed by federal officers in Minneapolis.
The federal government needs to pay for what they broke here. There are going to be accountability on things that happened. But one of the things is the incredible and immense costs that were borne by the people of this state.
The governor says the federal government caused an unnecessary, unwarranted, and in many cases unconstitutional assault on his state. I'm Ed Donahue.
The top lawyer for Goldman Sachs is resigning after emails revealed her close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. In the emails, Kathleen Rumler described Epstein as an older brother and downplayed his sex crimes. Asian shares were trading lower today, tracking sharp Wall Street losses on a sell-off of technology-related stocks. This is AP News. The Environmental Protection Agency has revoked its declaration that greenhouse gases endanger public health. The 2009 declaration was based on scientific findings. A lawyer from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, has made history as the nation's oldest winter Olympian. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has a story.
U.S. curler Rich Ruinen made Olympic history after joining the team as an alternate at the end of the game. On Thursday, the U.S. men trailed Switzerland 8-2 in their opening round-robin match when they subbed him in. At 54, he became the oldest American to compete at the Winter Olympics. Ruinen stepped onto the ice and delivered a solid shot as teammates cheered. Ruinen also balances the role with a full-time law practice. He trains before dawn, works all day, and handles Zoom hearings on the road. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.